بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. As we mentioned yesterday, it was a practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he used to make dua for rain in different forms. And one was in the masjid after the salah, from the mimbar, just sitting on the mimbar, from the mimbar, that is the Jummah mimbar also. And then there was when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua where he went out. So there were different forms, and we are normally used to making the one where we go out. And if you look at the hadith in the context, we find that when things get so desperate, when there is now such drought and such scarcity of water that lives are being endangered and lives are being lost, then that is the last form of dua that should be made. That is the form of the salah. So like we mentioned, the rain season starts now. End of September is our official rain, going to October. Last year we had a very short or very little rain. This year, inshallah, we make dua at the starting of the rain season, that Allah Ta'ala send blessed, beneficial rains. And to make that dua, one thing to keep in mind, I'm not going to give a bayan here. We're going to make short zikr, inshallah, and then we're going to make dua. The point is that we are human beings and we are prone to committing sins. We're not angels. No one can say, I don't commit sins. And if we're not committing sins by our hands, we may be committing our eyes. If nothing else, we might be committing sins with our heart also, because we are human beings. And whenever sins are committed on a large scale, then those sins come between us and the rahmat of Allah. It blocks. So the rahmat of Allah gets blocked. But Allah is so kind to us, He did not leave us. He showed us a way that you must just remove the barrier so that the rahmat can come down. So sometimes people get affected in the form where there's no rains. Sometimes people get affected in their personal lives. Things are just not going right. The first thing they need to do is, I'm going wrong somewhere. I need to make serious tawbah. Or in their businesses, or wherever else it might be, some kind of a blockage. And most often that blockage is as a result of sin. So there are at least 10 different ways that have been mentioned in the kitab by the awliya of how to remove this blockage, clean it up. And once this blockage is removed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and His love once again comes. Once again means it was always coming and we blocked it out. So Allah says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. All of you believers, جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. تُوبُوا, make tawbah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may acquire a success. So we want success in whatever it might be. So Allah says, you make tawbah. And with this word tuflihun, comes from the Arabic word falah. Falah means such success after which there is no unsuccessfulness. So we all want that continuous success. So alhamdulillah, that is what our tawbah is, and everyone knows what is his condition. So the format of our program, inshallah, we won't be having a bayan every day. Maybe just one or two words of advice, maybe, maybe not also. We will make a dhikr, we'll take the name of Allah. After that, we will make astaghfirullah. That is astaghfirullah. So tawbah and istighfar are different things. Tawbah is what we are doing today. Tawbah is tanzihul qalb ani dhamb. That means to clean the heart out of sin. How you clean it? That I am sorry, O Allah, for having committed that sin, and I firmly resolve not to commit that sin. So if the heart can make that niyyah, then already, my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our tawbah. Then the istighfar is another form. We'll explain that at another time. But today we will be making istighfar, we'll be saying astaghfirullah. So when we are saying that, then we must each one to apply it to himself. Each one knows what is his condition. And based on that, inshallah, then we will make the istighfar, seek forgiveness and pardon from Allah, and then we'll have a dua thereafter. The first dhikr we'll make is the name of Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Astaghfirullah, 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 أستغفر الله 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 الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه.
Before we make the dua, we conclude one more very important dhikr, and that is durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For every durood that we read, Allah ta'ala sends down 10 of his mercies, and this is what we are gathered here to attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم 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 صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يعود السلام، فحينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة دارك دار السلام، تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين، ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت، أبو لك بنعمتك علي وأبو بذنبي فاغفر لي، فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا، اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا، إنك أنت العزيز الغفار. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا، إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريئا مريئا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير آجل. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريئا مريئا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير آجل. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريئا مريئا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير آجل عاجلا غير آجل عاجلا غير آجل. اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم صيبا نافعا اللهم صيبا نافعا اللهم صيبا نافعا. يا غياث المستغيثين أغثنا، يا غياث المستغيثين أغثنا، يا غياث المستغيثين أغثنا. يا أرحم الراحمين. يا الله، we are gathered here with full intention to to seek your mercy and your blessings, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we are seated here with our hands totally spread out, with total defenselessness and weakness in front of you. Ya Allah, with full expectation and hope from you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, with our hearts and our minds and our tongues all directed towards you. We expect from you and from you alone. We are asking you and you alone. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we have committed sins of every kind. Ya Allah, all the time. Ya Allah, in the dark, in the light, in the day, in the night. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, deliberately and unknowingly. Small and big, Ya Allah, you are aware of those sins. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, through your greatness, through your power, through your bounty, through your might, through your forgiveness, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to forgive all those sins of everyone present here and everyone in this locality and the entire ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wherever they might be. Ya Allah, we submit before you our weak nature. We are insan, we are weak. Ya Allah, we are weak and prone to committing sins. Ya Allah, we thank you that you brought us in the masjid on the pretext of asking for rain to have ourselves forgiven. Ya Allah, it is your promise that whoever lifts their hands up and seeks forgiveness from you, you will accept their forgiveness. Ya Allah, it is your promise that whoever turns to you in tawbah, you will accept their tawbah and you will send your mercy and your love upon them. Ya Allah, on those promises, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we are gathered here and we are asking you most sincerely from the bottom of our heart, most humbly, Ya Allah, to forgive all our sins, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, let there be no sin between us. Ya Allah, let our book of deeds and our record be totally cleaned out, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, and you clean every sin out in such a manner, Ya Allah, like the day our mothers gave birth to us. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we are at the stage where we are deeply and direly and desperately in need of your special mercy in every form, and specifically in the form of beneficial rains, urgent, immediate rains, Ya Allah, and blessed rains, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, that can only come from you. The minutest drop of water is created by you. All the water is in your treasure. The clouds are in your control. The winds are in your control. If you withhold from us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we will be destroyed, we will be doomed, we can do nothing. And Ya Allah, if you send down upon us, then that is your mercy on us. As your weak servants, as your sinful servants, we are begging Ya Allah to send down special mercy upon us in the form of beneficial rains. Ya Allah, fill our dams up, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Let our rivers be brimmed again, Ya Allah. Let our ground become soaked, Ya Allah, so that good vegetation can grow. Ya Allah, so the other creatures of yours, Ya Allah, the animals and the cattle and the birds and the insects can all benefit from it, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, fill our reservoirs up. Ya Allah, whatever wastages we had committed, whatever extravagance we have committed, we ask you to forgive all of us. Ya Allah, we firmly and sincerely resolve to stay away from your obedience. Ya Allah, from your disobedience, we firmly resolve to stay away from your disobedience. Ya Allah, you help us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we ask you. We have placed our hands in front of you. We have placed our trust upon you. And we have begged from you. Ya Allah, the answer and the acceptance of the dua is from your side. And Ya Allah, we also make dua for our Muslim brethren all over the world who are suffering, especially Ya Allah, the Muslimin in Aleppo at this point in time, who are being bombarded with a rain of bombs by the kuffar, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, only you can save them. Ya Allah, only you can protect them. Ya Allah, we ask you to protect them. Ya Allah, their lives have been shattered. Ya Allah, we ask you to bring their lives back together. Ya Allah, the kuffar that are destroying them mercilessly, you take care of them and you sort them out and you destroy them. Ya Allah, you have mercy on the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arham ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aslih ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma astur ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ajbur ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz anna wa ummata Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله